Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, saints, and welcome to a special edition of Manna from Heaven. Well, today I've invited the nursing home leadership, nursing home ministry leadership, to join us and to give us their little report and their impressions thus far as to what's going on in the nursing home ministry. You know, way back in the early church, the elderly were important to God. God has always laid a heavy emphasis on children and the elderly. The Bible calls them the widows and the orphans. We find that in Acts chapter 6, the office of the deacon, the diaconate as it's called, was started to take care of the elderly. That's Acts. Then we read of a special disciple, a female disciple that the Lord Jesus had in his church. Her name was Dorcas. And Dorcas, in Acts 9, verses 36 through 43, we are told, had a special ministry to the elderly. In fact, it could be said that Dorcas ran the first nursing home of the church, of the early church. And then James, the Apostle James, in his epistle, reminds us of God's special care of widows and orphans. So I've invited Brother Joe and his lovely wife, Sister Char, two God-sent people. You know, they're God-sent. I have no doubt God sent them our way, and I'm going to tell you why. Several months ago when I was visiting one of our members at the Palatine Nursing Home, Mary Neff, the director there, the activities director, asked me if Grace Church would be willing to come and conduct services at the nursing home. And I didn't blink. I said, yes, of course, we would. Call me, give me the schedule, and we'll be ready to start immediately. And then COVID set in. They got a batch of COVID over there at Palatine, so we weren't allowed to go in for a couple of months. And during that time, I was saying, Lord, give us leadership for this ministry. Give us people that would just do this ministry with so much love and so much care. And lo and behold, here's Brother Joe and Sister Char, and the Lord brings them to our church, and they are a blessing. They're a blessing. Now, they're not members yet. They're going to be applying for membership come January. We're going to start a year of training for all the new members. But even though they're not members, at Grace, there's opportunity for even non-members to serve in the body of Christ as they await to obtain membership. And so Joe and Char started first serving in our prayer ministry. They've been a tremendous blessing to Sister Linda Hart on Tuesday nights as they have put forth their names to be called upon to pray for different needs. And so they started out in the prayer ministry. But there's also opportunity for non-members in evangelism. There's opportunity for non-members in the music ministry. There's opportunities for non-members in the nursing home ministry. There's opportunity for non-members in Sunday school ministry. And there's opportunity for members in the ministries of health. There's six areas of Grace Church that while people's membership is pending, they can still serve under department leaders. And so Brother Joe and Sister Char are just a godsend. And when I think of those two, it reminds me of that song that was just sung, Make Me a Servant, Humble and Meek. Humble and meek. That's what we need in the kingdom of God. And, of course, my wife, Sister Linda, plays the piano and leads the choruses and leads in the songs and the little worship and praise service that we have. And so I'm going to bring on Joe and Char. Char first. Sister Char is going to come on, and she's going to give us a ministry report as to what's going on there. And after Char, then Brother Joe, and then after Brother Joe, my beloved. All right, so let's bring on Sister Char. Sister Char, how are you today? Sister Shaw, are you there?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Perfect, perfect. Wonderful,
all right.
Wonderful. Sister Shaw, you're a blessing. You know that, right? You're a blessing. We appreciate you and your husband. We appreciate you both on Tuesday night. And thank you for being part of that team. And then also thank you for saying yes to the Lord and doing nursing home ministry. And so give us your report and what are your impressions. I'll give you one of my impressions. Let me give you one of my impressions. And the first time I was with you guys was this last week, Wednesday, right, at the St. Johnsville Nursing Home. And this is what it felt like to me. This is one of the impressions I got. Whenever Jesus traveled from one place to another, and he was on his way to his new to his new place of ministry, the Bible says that there was a crowd of people waiting for him, anxiously waiting, waiting for Jesus to show up, because they knew he was going to bring the word, he was going to bring comfort, he was going to bring love, he was going to bring healing. So when people knew that Jesus was coming, a crowd had already formed. And what I saw this Wednesday was when they took us into that room, there was already a crowd formed, right?
Yeah.
And it was our first time there. And then they started to roll in the others who came in. And that's what it reminded me of. You know, people are hungry for the word.
Yeah.
People are hungry for fellowship. So share with us.
Okay.
Share with us, Sister Shar.
Yes. So in this ministry of outreach, our first visit was to the Palatine Nursing Home. We were blessed with 14 beautiful residents who came to see what we were all about. As each resident was rolled in, already my heart was full of love for these people. Most of them were in some form of wheelchair. A couple people were walking in. EJ is blind and rolled in, and another was barely responsive. I was not only filled with love, but also with much compassion. My thought was, this could be me. These people in these facilities for many different reasons, but all with the same longing, a caring smile and a warm handshake and fellowship. They are lonely. Some have no visitors, some whose spouses have deceased. Some have family that live out of state, or they're a long distance from the nursing home. So when we started our service, we passed out songs to start our service. One woman told me that she would not be singing. But as we worshiped, I glanced over at her, and lo and behold, she was singing. I said under my breath, Lord, only you and the Holy Spirit can move hearts. When the service was ended, the three of us spoke with different ones and asked if there were needs for prayer. I talked with Jack. He asked for prayer because he can't walk, and he's hoping that physical therapy will help him. Joan is so lonesome for her family. Hector can't go home until his walking improves. And one sweet woman told me that she has not been in church for 5 years and how blessed and happy she was that we came. When the service was over and the residents were about to leave, they all thanked us so much for coming. And we spoke with the activity coordinator and explained to her that our next visit to Palatine would be having communion with the residents. She was excited, very excited. 19 residents showed up for that service. We said, more new faces. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Many of the residents also expressed to us how happy they were that we were going to have communion together that day. And afterwards, we spoke with the residents and prayed with those who desired prayer like we did the first time. See, now we're in St. John's Old Nursing Home last Wednesday. There were 9 in attendance, and our worship together was so sweet. Maxine was in her Jerry chair, and her eyes were shut tight when she was wheeled in. When the singing began, her eyes were still closed, but her lips were moving. It was as if life was springing forth in her. And all these precious people were singing with such joy in their hearts. Our time in fellowship was blessed by our faithful Heavenly Father. We had more time to fellowship and pray for the needs of the people because it was a smaller group. I walked over to Maxine and I said to her, I saw you singing over here. She gave a huge smile and I asked her how she was doing and she said, good. And I also prayed with her. And I prayed with Jesse. He's waiting to go back to his sister's, but she has to heal from surgery first. Esther is also waiting to go back home, but her aide is going to have more surgery, so it will be quite a while before that happens. Hester loves the Lord, and I could sense the joy and peace of Christ within her heart as we conversed together and we prayed. This outreach ministry is the Lord's. We are just his vessels that want to serve him. Our prayer is always that the Holy Spirit will rule and reign over our hearts every time we meet. We ask that these residents will know the love of Jesus and how much he cares for them. And for those who have not yet accepted Christ, we pray they will make that decision to do so. We are trusting our Heavenly Father that His songs are sung and the word is spoken. The hearts and minds of these precious people will be ministered to. And I will pass this over to Joe.
Sister Shaw, before Joe comes on,
yes.
there were 19 residents who took communion, but there were two staff members, correct, who took communion also?
Yes, you are correct. Thank you for correcting me. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
There were two staff members.
Yeah. Yeah, and the reason why I mentioned that is because, you know, sometimes these staff members don't get to go to church on Sunday as they would like to because their work schedule, right? Some of them have to work on Sunday. Some of these Christian staff workers have to work on Sunday, so they get to have communion with us.
Yes, and one of the workers expressed that she can't get to church every week, and it was a blessing to her. Thank you for reminding me of that. It was a tremendous blessing for her. So,
So 21 people at Palatine, and again, I want to thank the Deacon Board for making the communion set readily available. When I mentioned it to the communion board, to the deacons, I mean, they just sprung into action and they just got us a communion tray, a full-size one.
Yeah.
And so I want to thank the deacons for that because they were quite speedy in making that available to us. So, Brother Joe is our exhorter. I do not preach at the nursing home. This full responsibility is laid on Brother Joe's shoulders. He's the exhorter each and every Wednesday. And so, Brother Joe, give us your report and your impressions.
Well, yes, sir, I will. Well, Sharon, I used to volunteer at the St. John's Little Nursing Home many years ago. When I first retired, that's been 18 years, and we weren't part of the church ministry, and we didn't have the opportunity to pray with the residents. But now it's entirely different. It's a blessing to us each week as we visit these places. My prayer is always that I show the love of God to all these residents and show respect to them despite their frailties and their incapacities. They are still God's children. I also enjoyed sharing a word and singing with all of them. And one particular instance, a woman, this was in Palatine, was rolled into the meeting room. Her eyes were closed, and when I spoke to her, she started to barely open her eyes. When we started singing the hymns, I walked down the center to sing amongst the people. I walked over and stood by this woman and started singing directly over top of her. She rolled her head back to me, opened her eyes, and stared into my face throughout the whole song. And I had all I could do to hold that together. And then in another service, excuse me, I'm getting kind of choked up talking about this.
Understandable.
Yes. Another service, we went there, and I was, you know, afterwards, I go through and ask anybody if they want prayer, and I was praying for this, his name was Robert, and he had a severe pain in his right side, and I said, Robert, I said, can I pray for you? And he gladly answered yes, so I prayed a prayer with him that the Lord would heal him, and after that, they wheeled him away. So hopefully, I mean, he was healed and soothed after that. And then there was another man that was there, a very precious, precious little man. His name is Richard. He's 88 years old. He loves God. He loves the Bible, loves the written word. And he was sharing with me. He told me, he says, I realize that this is the last stop before I go home to be with the Lord. And he also told me that he worked for the Moody Bible Institute, and he also shared with me. He and his wife used to do the ministry in nursing homes, as Sharon and I have done, and how he missed his wife's very bad. He then held my hand and then sang an entire hymn to me. And after he was doing this, the tears were flowing down my face. And I think Char was standing off to the side. And we were both just uncontrollably crying, you know? And last week when we were in St. John's Nursing Home, and it was a real blessing to be there, I prayed for this man. His name was Dan, and he loved the Lord and had a good relationship with him. And some of the residents there had visitors, so I got a chance to talk to one of the husbands of the resident and talked with him and had a good conversation and shared a lot of things with him. And, you know, after all these times we visit, Jared and I get in the car, we're riding home, and I ask her, I says, who was blessed more, us or the residents? And I'm always more blessed than they are. And it's a deeper revelation to me that the faithfulness of God and the love and mercy of God that can show forth through us and have the people receive it. And I just would like everybody to thank, first I'd like to thank everybody and just keep praying for the ministry, praying for these people. And that's about all I have to say about that. And I'm trying to get the lump in my throat out after I spoke about this, because it's really, it's a sentimental thing to talk about.
Amen, amen. You know, I was there with you last Wednesday, and the service was just amazing. From the exhortation to the singing to the participation of the residents, they were into it. They had the song sheets. They were all singing. I was looking at them. They were into it. And then afterwards, the fellowship, we were able to stay after the service a little while and talk to them and get to know them. And one guy says, I'm bringing my harmonica next time, and I'm going to be playing. She's going to play the piano. Your wife's going to play the piano, and I'm going to play my harmonica. And there was a guy there, Jesse from Detroit, and he knew all the songs. And like you said, Linda and I were in the car coming home, and we were even saying the same thing. Who gets ministered more, they or us? Because I left there on a high. I mean, I left there, you know, I mean, I was just so excited because these people are yearning for God and they're waiting and with great anticipation to be ministered to. And so this is just the beginning. You know, we in Palatine, it was 14, now 19. And every time you go back, you know, more people get to come and more people get touched of the Lord. It's just wonderful, just wonderful. Yeah. So I'm beseeching everyone to pray for Joe. Joe's got to bring the word every time. And then pray for Char. Char's ministering. She's going to the people, bringing them communion. Amazing. People there for years, no one's brought them communion. And now, you know, it's happening, and they're being ministered to, and the staff knows about it, and the word is spreading. So last but not least, let me bring on Linda, who prepares all the song sheets. The song sheets are just amazing. I saw the residents with the song sheets. They were all reading. The print is pretty big on the song sheets, and they were all singing, and it was just, and of course, Linda makes it, she appeals to them, and she tells them, okay, let's sing, let's get involved. And Linda, would you give your little report and your impression on what the Lord is doing in the nursing homes?
Good evening. I'm there to provide them with hymns, singing, which many receive wholeheartedly, and with tears in their eyes, they're singing these hymns that they've known for years, but in a nursing home, there is no one to play it, and there's no community of believers coming together, worshiping together. So on so many levels, these hymns are providing them a balm, providing them a scenario of worshiping with other saints. And it is an amazing feeling to be there. We, all of us, are so blessed, the residents as well as us going there. And like Joe alluded to, we leave every single time. It has been three times. We have all left with tears in our eyes. It affects us because they're so hungry. You see it. You hear it. There are our fellow brother and sister in Christ that has been abandoned pretty much, mm-hmm. and they love it. The hymns, the first one that I presented was God Cares for Me, and it has the hymn Leaning on the Everlasting Arms, In Shady Green Pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along. That's another hymn. Another one is His Eyes on the Sparrow. Another one is God Will Take Care of You. And they all knew it, and they all sang. And it just, I marveled at it, that maybe in 20, 30 years, if I'm there, I'll be singing just as strong as they are. when I visited Mary Ness, all I needed to do was sing the melody, God Will Take Care of You, and she just ran with it. She just continued to sing the melody. She didn't have the words, but the melody was there, which shows proof of the power of music, mm-hmm. in this community, in the elderly community. Quite powerful. And the memory that it conjures, conjures up in their lives, the hymns, the churches that they sang in, the believers that, you know, they sung with. So it conjures up a lot of memories for them. The second worship that I presented was one on Thanksgiving, which was This Is My Father's World for the Beauty of the Earth. We gather together and count your blessings. And again, they all knew it, and the worship was pretty dominant in their lives. And again, you can see it and hear it when they were singing. Just continue to pray for not only the team, but for the residents, these Christians that are, I don't want to say only neglected, but they are unable to attend a service weekly. They can't go to Bible studies. One gentleman that said, I believe the gentleman that worked for Moody Bible says he would mm-hmm. love for someone to read the Bible for him. So these are fellow Christians that have been involved all their lives in a church, and they don't have that anymore. I can't imagine that. So let's pray that there are more opportunities for other churches can come alongside and just minister to these people, to these saints, on the alternate weeks that were there. And please pray that there can be more churches that all we need to do is show up once a month, because the other weeks are being taken care of. So that was my take on it. And I can say that I've been there and I've seen other pastors do it, and Pastor Eisen was exceptional in it as well. But others that go and just pray and they go and they leave, they pray and they just have a good day and they leave. We stayed. We fellowship with them. And it made them feel as they were that important, and they are. It became a family. And they didn't want us to leave after a while. They wanted to continue. They're just thirsty. They're dying for attention, for someone to listen to them. And it became a family at the end. Mm-hmm. So if anyone can join us once a month, once every 2 months, they can come and join us and just lend a hand, physical. You can shake their hands and speak to them, and it would mean the world to them. So I thank God for the opportunity to be with them and to be with Char and Joe. It's a wonderful opportunity and a wonderful ministry. That's it.
Pastor, could I add one more thing? Could I add one more thing?
Absolutely.
Okay, when Linda was talking about singing, I forgot to mention there was at Palatine, there was a 95-year-old woman. Could she sing? What a beautiful voice. Her hands were raised. She knew all the songs. She was amazing. She loved the Lord. It was beautiful to watch. You there?
Now, that was the wife of that's the wife of the evangelist, correct?
Yes, 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 it is. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think Joe wants to add something. Oh, here's Joe for a minute.
Okay.
Well, yes, Pastor, I forgot to mention, this was after the first time we went to Palatine. The next day, I had to go down to Canajoharie and get my winter tires put on my car.
Right.
So I'm sitting in the waiting room, and then there was another family, and a husband and a wife were there. So we got talking and small talk and everything. And she said, well, she was a head nurse down in Amsterdam in a nursing home.
Right.
So I told her, I said, well, my wife and I are going up with another, with our pastor's wife, and we're, putting on a little service at the Palatine Nursing Home and how we enjoyed it so much. So she said to me, she was so grateful just to hear that. And she was telling me about during COVID, a lot of the residents just stayed in their home, in their room. And, the aides come in, but a lot of them don't speak with them or anything, and how important it is just to speak and get a dialogue, get them talking. And she says a lot of these residents just shut right down and they will not speak, and it's hard to bring them back. But with the singing and everything like that, it's just amazing just to see all this, So just wanted
Amen.
To add that.
Amen. You know, when you look at Palatine, right, and you think about 19 residents, and then you think of our first time there at St. Johnsville, and you think about nine and growing, because, the staff is already telling the other residents what we're doing there. These are two small congregations. When you look at Palatine, when you think of Palatine, you got to call it the Palatine Nursing Home Church. And when you think of St. Johnsville, you got to think of the St. Johnsville Nursing Home Church. Because Jesus said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. And this is what we're doing. We're bringing the love of God, the care of God, and the word of God, and the worship of God to these people. So, all right, who wants to close out in prayer? And I want to thank you for the report. I want to thank you. And saints, listen to me. I hope you would take the nursing home ministry and pray for it every day. And because there are challenges that come up and there are needs that come up, and just pray that God will give this team, you know, just the grace and the ability to just meet the needs as they come along every visit. So who wants to close out in prayer? And I thank you. And keep up the good work.
Yes. Heavenly Father, we are so privileged and honored to serve you in this ministry, in this capacity. And we agree with what Pastor said. We ask for a continuance of more residents to come into our little churches and the nursing homes. And we ask your blessing on them. We ask the word to go forth. We ask that their hearts will receive the word and they're blessed by the songs. We know they are. But Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity. We ask that the Holy Spirit continue to lead us and guide us, direct us, give us wisdom and discernment as we minister each week. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen. I want to close out the broadcast with a nice song. It's called Joy in Serving Jesus. I know you're going to enjoy and love this song. God bless you all.
God bless you.
God bless.
Yes.
Serving Him.